Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay. Obviously came to the end of what we hope is a successful draft. Adding the, how many do we end up with? Nine players. We already talked about Devin Bush, and you folks had the opportunity to interview Devin. So really we'll answer any other questions you may have on him. Deontay Johnson, we know the assistants and the coordinators have spoken to you guys about each player, but Deontay Johnson's a nice inside, outside capable receiver that does both punt and kick returns. When we talked about Deontay in our meetings, Phil Kreidler, our college scouting coordinator, when he read his report on Deontay, was kind of funny, and I know Coach Drake used the same terms, but he must have said natural five times. And it's just what we believe. This kid's just a natural football talent. Justin Lane is really a long guy that's learning how to play corner. He's a converted wide receiver. There was some instance this season, some plays where Michigan State actually used him as a deep receiver. I think he ended up with two catches, but he was open, and he can run, and he's long. He's smooth. He's still learning how to play corner, but we're excited about that. Benny Snell is a dominant SEC runner. Benny Snell is, he's got a little natural run skill to his game where he sees things, and he's really good on the second level, creating or finding and creating space. One thing we really want to point out about Benny, in today's college environment, a lot of these kids are skipping their bowl games as they head into their pro careers. And that's the choices that they make. But when a player like Benny Snell did ends up playing for his team in his bowl game, we really like to acknowledge that and give him credit for putting his team in that win over his own priorities. Zach Gentry is probably a lot like Justin Lane. He went to Michigan, was recruited as a quarterback, flipped over to wide receiver, then quickly went over to tight end. And he's learning how to play that position. He's actually, some of these heights are a little off. You got Devin at 5'10", he's 5'11 and a half. Zach Gentry is 6'8". He's learning how to become an NFL tight end. Playing in an NFL scheme coming out of Michigan, he's got a good start on it, but again, we think he'll continue to improve and get better. Sutton Smith, I think Sutton had 13 and a half sacks as a junior, as a sophomore, and then he had 15 last year as a redshirt senior. This player rushes the passer. He's got a great motor. At the Senior Bowl, they actually worked him inside as an inside linebacker. That's exciting from a special teams capable player. Isaiah Bugs plays both inside and outside. He had 9.5 sacks for Alabama. Obviously, Coach Dunbar had him before Coach came here. There's some familiarity, but Bugs's role increased this year due to some injuries that Alabama had, and he ended up coming through for the Crimson Tide. Ulysses Gilbert, outside linebacker, capable, fast, space player. He runs 4.48. He's a active guy. In today's football, a lot of times that Sam linebacker is removed from the formation. He plays over the slot. We think Ulysses can compete for special teams play as well as give us the new type of athleticism that you look for, like we talked about with Devin Bush. And then Derwin Gray was the starting left tackle for Maryland. Derwin is a big, thick guy. He's always been a tackle at the collegiate level, and our coach can address it as well, but he'll start off at tackle for us, but his body type means that he could probably move inside and be a guard. So that concludes the nine picks. Right now we're in the process of signing probably 8 to 10 college free agents. Once the draft is over, that process can begin. We can actually start signing those guys tonight, and we'll see where we are on a roster total after we get some commitments with the free agent group. Coach?
Now, that's a great synopsis of our collective sentiment regarding these guys. I don't have much to add. We like the versatility of some of the guys that we took today. Sutton Smith, we're excited about his special teams capability. Watched him close down in Mobile in that area. You know, this is a conversion guy, a guy that played defensive end, so their abilities to display their special teams talents and play like linebackers is important. We got a firsthand sampling of that, watching him work in Mobile. And likewise, we imagine that Gilbert is a guy that can distinguish himself in that area as well. The big people from today, Bugs is an inside-outside capable defensive lineman, and Kevin mentioned Derwin Gray. He's a guy that's been a tackle, but definitely has some guard physical characteristics that we'd be interested in looking at as well. So flexibility and versatility be an element of the discussion with some of those, particularly those last four today.
Questions? Mike, beyond Devin Bush, do you feel like that you did a nice job addressing some package football? Were you able to do it the way you maybe hoped to?
I feel really good about the men that we selected. You know, I'm still not opposed to exploring guys that are currently on our roster and the expansion of roles and the development of people in that area. I know that we've spent a lot of time grooming and talking about the development of Marcus Allen as a guy that's going into his second year that should be able to compete for a sub-package linebacker position. So it's not only these men, but it's the development of the guys that are in our program that makes us feel good about the direction of that overall subject.
Mike, sort of along Marcus Allen there, safety was not drafted. How are you feeling about your numbers there? Brian Allen go over there. How are you feeling about Sean Davis coming in his last year? I just wonder about numbers and safety.
We'll allow those guys to sort themselves out. We're comfortable with the number of people that we have working there. We're also comfortable with the versatility of some of the corners. You've seen Cam Sutton play some safety. You'll see Mike Hilton. You've seen Mike Hilton play some safety on our football team in the past. And I'm sure there are others that are capable as well. So we're comfortable not only with our numbers, but with the flexibility of others that may not be quote-unquote safeties.
Marcus Allen primarily more linebacker than?
Again, I'm not going to paint with a broad brush at this juncture, man. We're going to provide opportunities for those guys to show their position flexibility and increase their chances of impacting us.
Do you guys feel like you did what you wanted to as you went into this process?
Yes, but we always do.
Mike, it seems like, especially in day three here, that a lot of these guys are not just football, well, they're football players, but they're not just position specific. You're looking at special teams guys in a lot of those cases as well. Obviously, they're going to have to make the roster.
Yeah, I just thought that was worthy of pointing out. When you got three sixes and a seven guys like that, man, you need to provide as many avenues as you can for those guys to make your team or impact your team, and the offensive defensive phase that they play in is just an element of it. And if they're big people, position flexibility, offensive linemen that are center guard capable or guard tackle capable helps them and helps us. Defenders that are obviously adept at special teams helps them and us. So it's an element of discussion at this juncture for sure.
With some of the football guys, football backgrounds, football families, how difficult is it to find a bunch of guys that the game is everything for them?
You know, in terms of football bloodlines, it's not that difficult. It's a genetic game, you know. Particularly when you get to my age, you know just about everyone's dad. But we do value the football character element of it, the commitment to the game, the grit, if you will, and we feel really good about the grit displayed in a number of these guys. And like Kevin outlined, Benny Snell is a guy that really stands out in that regard, a guy that really kind of was a central figure in a culture change in terms of what went on at Kentucky, competing and winning in that SEC and what he was able to do down there. We had a great deal of respect, not only for his talents, but his body of work over the course of three years down there at Kentucky, which speaks to that football or that grit element, which you mentioned.
Are there fewer of those guys now, do you suppose?
I don't know that there's fewer. I know that you got to do your homework, and that's why we spend so much time shoulder to shoulder on the road in the spring months, asking the pertinent questions and trying to uncover some of those intimate details.
Kevin, you compiled a lot of picks, and you had the opportunity with 3 6-rounders. Did you consider trying to trade into the second round? Did you consider trying to package those picks at any point? Or was the point of this to try to stockpile as many guys that fit the mold of what you've been talking about?
The three number sixes, really, you when you're dealing with sixes, you're probably maybe able to trade into the fifth round with the sixes. You're not going to be able to go up any higher than that. And we just felt comfortable with a number of players that were left. There was no need to trade up. We were going to be fine with the group we had. You know, when we looked at the board, we always talk about a Mendoza kind of line where we think our players are going to come from. And again, those players all came from above that line. So we really never felt a need to try to trade up because there was plenty of guys left. And we were happy to have those six picks because now we have, I think we got good competition at most positions going into this.
Mike, you were speaking on Benny Snell. Are you more inclined to use more running backs this year?
We're so early in the process, I don't have anything of any significance to add to that at this point.
Kev, when you consider everything about your top pick, how high up you had to go, how high you did go, the position of need, and who you got, is this as satisfying a number one pick or a way to start a draft you've been on?
Only time will tell, Jerry. I mean, as I said the other day, if he helps us win a Super Bowl, then it was a good pick. Does he have the capabilities? We believe so. He can play the run, he can cover, he can rush the passer, he'll be a special teams contributor. He's an awesome kid, and he's a great football intelligence player. He's just complete an evaluation at this phase. Now, where it goes, we'll see. That's the beauty of, we try to make predictions with our picks, and I always put it on me if they don't add up, you know, if they go further than where we picked them, then we didn't grade them good enough. If they're not as good as we think they are, then we over-evaluate them. So we think he can be a four-phase player with great intangibles, and time will tell if it was a good pick or not.
Mike, how comfortable are you with your depth and talent at outside?
I'm comfortable. We'll allow those guys to sort themselves out. Obviously, we added Sutton Smith this weekend, but I'm comfortable with the depth and the competition at that position.
How are Keenan and Ola coming along, both in terms of health and what you saw from them, say, at the end of last year as opposed to
coming out here? There's no new news to add. We're just working on our conditioning and so forth. Next week, we move into phase two, and we start working on field element of the football. I have nothing new to add about the present state of any of those guys.
Is that a position you might have that at all a little bit higher in the draft, or is that still an area where maybe you're looking for something to shake loose after camp or things of that nature?
Outside linebacker. Again, just to follow up on Coach's points, you know, Ola's somebody we got to look at late in the season. His availability and to play and help us down the stretch because he had missed so much time. We activated him, but he wasn't going to be a contributor. I think that'll be a difference. We always talk about players moving into their second season. We're excited about what he can do. But then you throw in a guy like Sutton Smith, who played at the same level collegiately and had a lot of success at the MAC, in the MAC football conference. So there's going to be good competition there, albeit for the last spot or for the special teams. And you throw in a guy like Ulysses Gilbert, there's, you know, now you got three similar body types fighting for those spots, and the competition can only make them all better.
Mike, you guys have talked a lot about your comfort level, and you've talked a lot about competition. How much of what you did in this draft was to create competition so that your players aren't comfortable
I think that's always our intentions, not because of the result of last season. I think that's where you start this time of year when you land a foundation for your football team. We like to take 90 guys into Latrobe, the most competent, competitive, win-oriented guys that we can take to Latrobe. So from that standpoint, it's business as usual. It's not in reaction to anything. I think that's what it is we do this time of year.
Do you want a reaction from them that they're not comfortable with this?
We always expect that reaction.
Kevin, when you're looking at the guys from the smaller schools, how much do you value what they've done against major competition versus what they do against the other smaller schools?
You always try to look into it. The MAC has been a very productive conference for us. I believe we were at 7 players on the roster last year. Obviously a couple aren't with us, but we added 3. We really like, the MAC has been good to us. And those players, they stand out at that level, but they play some bigger schools, bigger conferences, and they usually hold their own. And those players show up in those games. And, a guy like Sutton Smith, as Coach mentioned, was at the Senior Bowl and actually worked some inside linebacker at the Senior Bowl. So you got to see him at a higher level at another position. So that was encouraging. So I don't consider the MAC to really be a small conference. It's not a Power 5 conference, but again, we've been pretty fortunate with MAC players really going off. Starting with our quarterback.
Yeah. To add to that, one of the tapes I thought that stood out about Sutton Smith was the multiple sack game he had against Florida State. I thought one of the games that stood out about Johnson was the big game he had against Miami of Florida, for example. So there are plenty of opportunities to evaluate these guys against Power 5-like talent, quote unquote.
All right. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.